Future, The Great Farewell, and Climax. Today's class is really important for me personally and for all of you wonderful listeners in our Breslov English community, as well as our collaborative focus of United Souls, Unity Bookings, Unity Inspires Projects, all the amazing places that we're featuring. We're live on Breslov English right now on YouTube, Facebook, and on Instagram. Thank you again for your weekly support, a growing content and opportunity to connect with the Svarim, the beautiful books of the Garden of Munna series from Rav Sholom Oresh, who is our host here in Yerushalayim. We are in his wonderful studio, and we are going to learn together going ahead in the chapter 7 of A New Light. You can get the book ready. This is a spare copy, and I have the page ready for us. It's going to be page 315, a very important part of Open My Heart to Your Torah. No better way to climax and say farewell. Now, is that all certain for sure? Nothing's certain. You know, you never know. I'm very open-minded, open-hearted for Hashem changing things until it's all fixed and in writing and everything done. But until then, I do hope that this is the farewell and the climax of Golus, of our exile, because that we need to get to already. This is a priority, number one, to turn these days. We are now today a good Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, and we should be blessed with a beautiful month. And we are in the camp of Machane Reuven. This is a special camp of Tshuva. Yeah, Tammuz is the first letters, as Rav Shlomo Katz was mentioning last night in our Shir and Shir David and Efrat between Mincha Marav. It's the Rosh Tevis. Ah, Shalom. Yes, please. Everyone, please give feedback. We've got feedback already coming through on YouTube, and we're going to go through your feedback and some important ideas to do with Bard from Google and ChatGPT from OpenAI. And we're going to hear about Rav Sholom Oresh, potentially also the Rebbe. Everyone who knows when I'm saying the Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman ben Feger, Rabbi Nachman ben Simcha, but also the Rebbe this week is Lubavitcher Rebbe, is Gimel Tammuz. So we're going to go into that. It's coming attraction of this wonderful class. Now, to quote Rav Shlomo Katz, Rosh Tevis Tammuz is, let me get it right, Zman, Tshuva, Mashmishmin, Uboim. Yeah, it's a time of Tshuva, or Zmanim, of Tshuva, at special times of Tshuva, where you go over your actions, and this is the time for it. It's coming. And we're working during this holy days of the 3 weeks approaching, which are really one of the highest times of the year, especially at the end of Golus. They get higher and higher the more that we go down, as it says, the Shabbases get higher and higher, says the Holy Svarim. The idea that we get into a bigger Tfresh, the concept of the Shabbases of this time period as we're heading now, Parshas Chukas, and you guys out there, I think, in Parshas Korach, and then we're also going to keep going, hopefully, and if we get it on Breslov.com, we give a shout out to you guys, being a delay, 5 videos missing already, 5. So if you're on Breslov.com, and this manages to get there, there's 5 other videos that didn't make it at this point that are on YouTube, that are on Facebook, they're on Instagram Live. Thank you. That's one of the reasons why we do this wonderful live version. Hope you like the flow over here on Instagram, a little bit of fun effects, bit of light. And I didn't mean anything by political other than just a bit of energy and warmth. And we have on our Emuna podcast, please go, we're going to get it out there. Also, Unity Flow podcast, we try keep updating, as well as SoundCloud for Breslov English. Shouldn't forget SoundCloud. We've been constantly updating there as well. For anyone who still listens to that app, yeah, there was always a few people left over, Baruch Hashem, including myself. I use the app for Shlomo Katz's classes. And yes, this is today's dedicating our 109th and 10th class, our days of Tammuz, as we said, Tshuva. These are times to turn around these 3 months leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Uman Rosh Hashanah for those who make it. Keep praying for that. And we lead it with a refuah shlema to Avra Bas Chana, dedicating that she should have a healing, as well as Tila Rivkas Bas Masha, and of course our host of Shalom Ben Yemna. I want to keep davening and praying. And we have a long list of people, unfortunately, who need prayers for refuah. And we also wish of Dain Elgod a long life and Arichas Yom HaVishonim for his whole family, because his father-in-law passed away, Baruch Dana Emes, this week, and he'll be in Shiva, unfortunately. So that's one of the reasons why we have a Rav Cohen, who's been featuring and translating for the Rav on our Sunday class. And yes, this is emotional for me. you know, it's climax time to really end off in a farewell. I'm not sure if I'll be here much longer, maybe till Elul. So make the most of it. I will be in England, as I said, in the middle, July the 6th till the 11th. So that's that Tuesday. I will not be doing a class. Maybe at the end of the week, I'll try to squeeze one in. But otherwise, I'm going to try to keep up my weekly posts. But nevertheless, we have to ask, what did the Lubavitcher Rebbe, what did the Chabad Rebbe want from us at the end of days? We'll get into it hopefully in a minute. We're going to go over some of these beautiful posts that exist with technology. What we're going to try transform a little bit of the fear that's going on. We just had a great interview with Zuby and Elon Musk. Get a bit of clarity from someone, a genius like Elon Musk, about the coming technologies and the approaches and how we can do it with Emunah, because the value system is there that makes a big difference. You have good people using the technological advancements. We're not out of sale also. They have good people like that, and it will give us opportunity to hopefully channel it in the right direction. That's what we're working on here in our Emunah Live weekly class, to use all the different tools, including Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and YouTube Live, all the social media tools. We've got a website camera going here, and I can't wait to see the footage one day. And the audio, we make sure it goes around and around and around, so all of you get what you need. And that's technologically advancing towards AI, where we're going to have algorithms and different levels of VR and AR and all the different ways that these Rashi Tavis is going to take us as the experience gets more and more, hopefully, we'll pray, more and more spiritual, more what the Lubavitcher Rebbe envisioned for technology, which was Mashiachdik, to turn this exile around through sharing Emunah, through sharing Das, as Hashem, to know Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem. And that's one of the reasons what we're doing this for, to learn the Holy Torah together. And we're going to talk about that. So now, let's go into your feedback. Cover pick from the Tzaddikim. Portraits, yes, that's on YouTube. Check out their wonderful content. You can contact them. They're our sponsor on YouTube. +1 305 733 9844. We have six beautiful portraits of the six Lubavitcher Rebbes, all the way to the Rebbe Zatzal, whose yahrzeit is Gimel Tammuz, this special Wednesday night, Thursday. Kindness Connection asks, where can I purchase the sale price books? So we just had a big sale come in that you can order all the Garden of Emunah series books without any shipping costs, according to this post, as well as I'm willing to give away one copy. Whoever reach out to me by email and shares what you're doing to share Emunah Global, I will send to you, hopefully as soon as possible, send an email to ellie.goldsmith@brezlov.co.il or munalive.com, where you can partner. The video and audio are not synchronized. That was the recent class. I checked it, and I think it has been fixed. If not, let me know. And I hope if I'm not here, someone else will take care of these things. Javier wrote, blessings, Ellie Goldsmith. Yeah, that was my class. Thank you so much. And Chodesh Tov, everyone. We're reaching out to all of you weekly and sharing and giving love. Yes, here we are. Thanks so much for sharing this video. Class from Rabbi Ralph Cohen. Mazel Tov on the Rabbinic Awards. There's a big ceremony going on this week. I hope Rabbi Dayan Elgod better make it, but probably unlikely because of his shiva situation with his family. But he and the yeshiva Chutch Chesed are making a big ceremony to honor all the Rabbonim, and that includes Rabbi Ralph Cohen. So Mazel Tov to him and the Cohen family. Judah Cohen, big friend of ours, the pizza guy in Brooklyn. You all know who he is. Bruch Dayan MS to Rabbi Dayan Elgod's father-in-law. We should only have simchas. So now, let's get to this interesting part of the shiur. Everyone, focus, yeah? We're already about almost 9 minutes in, so let's move, because we want to have time for the class and to talk about chukas and everything we're doing here. Recently, we asked Bard. Remember, this is the great farewell. This is the end of days. This is what we're dealing with. Bard from Google, who is Rabbi Shalom Arush? And we already asked ChatGPT, remember that? So now let's hear what Bard said. Bard is from Google. Rabbi Shalom Arush is an Israeli rabbi and author who is known for his work in spreading the teachings of Brezhnev Hasidim. That's correct. He is a founder of the Chutz Chesed Institutes, which offer educational spiritual programs for Balei Tshuva, returnees to Judaism, and other seekers. Rabbi Arush is also the author of several best-selling books, including the Garden of Emunah, the Universal Garden of Emunah, and Woman's Wisdom. For some reason, it chose those three. Very interesting. Rabbi Arush was born in Morocco in 1952. That added two extra years than ChatGPT, because it said 1954. He immigrated to Israel with his family when he was 13 years old. After serving in the Israeli army, he studied the Yeshiva Devar Yishalayim. That I don't know. He then went on to study at the Brezhnev Yeshiva in 1, Ukraine, low. I'm going to make a big LOL that Rav Oresh did, as far as I know, didn't learn in the yeshiva in Uman, other than going there for Uman Rosh Hashanah. Maybe you can call it he was learning with the Rebbe the whole year round and the concept of Uman. But physically, I think he's only there generally for Rosh Hashanah or when he was able to make trips like Hanukkah and different special times of year. But I don't think that's where he learned. I think there was... Yes, Rabbi Oresh began his rabbinic career in 1980 when he founded the Chutz Chesed Institutes. He has since become the most prominent figures in Breslov, aka Breslev, we like to add the E there, movement. He is known for his down-to-earth style of teaching, his emphasis on the importance of joy, happiness, Eli, smiles, he always says, and Amuna in Jewish life. It says faith, but we like Amuna. Rabbi Oresh has written several best-selling books, which you already just read before, including The Garden of Moon and The Garden of Year, blah, blah, blah. His books have been translated into many languages, have been read by millions of people around the world. That's true. I've witnessed it myself. I mean, I don't know millions, but definitely thousands of general people like who come to the Shirim, and not just, you know, Jewish people, religious people. It's people in the world are experiencing the light of Rav Shlomo Moshe, very universal. And that personally was one of the main factors that attracted me to Rav Oresh, is the fact that we could get the concepts of Emunah universal. And I'm going to continue on that legacy, as I put on the Emunah as our future Facebook. The legacy continues. We are sharing Emunah global, no matter where we are, where we work, what we're doing, and all the side things are not important. The legacy lives on, and the great climax is the Emunah must go global, and Emunah is intrinsic to all of humanity. It's a united souls reality that we're all connected intrinsically spiritually. And I wrote about this in my United Souls book. Check out the link below in description. The extracts are there, as well as all our content that we're doing here, as well as other places. And we're going to keep that growing no matter where we are. Rabbi Oresh is a popular speaker, has given lectures and workshops in over 60 countries. That's interesting. I hope that's true. He's also the founder of Breslov World Center. I don't think so. I'm not sure. I think that was Rav from Breslov Torah. I think that is Rav Maimon, Ibnasa Maimon, which is a global organization that promotes the teaching of Breslov Hasidim. And I think that's also connected to Breslov.org. And it goes back to, you know, the original founders of the Breslov Institute, Breslov Research Institute, BRI, and all those wonderful things. Okay, Rav Oresh is by some considered a controversial figure. Now, here it gets not nice. It was not 100% correct, and here it barred loses the thread. And I'm just reading this to show you how careful you have to be with technology. He has been criticized for association with, and I put in brackets, Mamish Lashon Hora. This is a alarm bells go off. Unfortunately, they bring a very controversial thing. We did hear about it from a well-known popular podcast who did quote, unfortunately, these lines that appeared in Bard. Maybe it's them who caused this to be posted on Bard because they picked it up from the podcast. I don't know how Bard exactly works, how the algorithms and AI works. But the point is that, unfortunately, there are people out there who've said some negative things, and it's been picked up about the associations with the rabbi, etc. And we're not going to mention the names of anything other than that's not our way. Our path, as we mentioned last week, and check it out, we are determined, peaceful souls. That's the way we're going to get to Mashiach. Very important to realize that. However, Rav Oresh, and it's a bigger mission, it gives us ability to overcome a little test down here of financial things or agendas. We can overcome all those things for a larger mission. And that's going to be the key for the American election. We have to have a bigger mission than just politics. There has to be a bigger mission in the whole world now for generally focused how we're going to get through this the next few years before Mashiach comes. However, I mean, we hope it will come now. That would be the best mission of all. However, Rav Oresh remains a popular figure among Breslov, aka Breslov Hasidim. This is from, and the link is bard.google.com, which does contain a disclaimer. Bard may display inaccurate or offensive information, which is true that it did in this case. It brought, unfortunately, not a nice concept about and a well-known comment that has been said around, unfortunately, that doesn't represent Google's views, yet is more offensive than ChatGPT that I added in myself. OpenAI, with this request, Rav Shalom, when we ask about Rav Shalom Oresh, which his whole essence is Shalom, be careful to, you know, what you're learning online is not necessarily the truth. You have to always go check, and it's an important lesson in itself. Before we get to Mashiach, we have to make sure the information we're internalizing, what we're going to learn in a minute, what we're going to learn from Rav Shalom Oresh himself, from his actual books that have been checked, And hopefully they'll be improved as well, because some people have pointed out there's still a lot of errors there as well that need to be fixed, and they will be hopefully as soon as possible. But we have to be careful also of any scam false versions of Bard, because when I was trying to download it, there was a pretend version. I hope we have virus protection on our computers, but that's the kind of challenge you have to keep an eye out. Even the versions of the app that are posted, unfortunately, might not be the real thing. So make sure it's from the actual google.com website and not from some scam version. We say thank you, Hashem, and we go forward bringing Emunah Global, EmunahLive.com, and that's what it's all about. We're going to talk a little bit about honoring the Gimel Tammuz Yahrzeit coming up this week. I'm not going to read last week what I read from ChatGPT to compare it, because I think we got through it pretty good. We're going to go straight to the Or Chodesh, a new light, get into this learning. And remember, we have a free copy here, and we have the True Happiness booklet. Get it on Brezov.com, as well as the famous statement, Hashem always loves me, and everything will always be good, and it's only going to get better and better. That's from Rav Arush. We have the beautiful ways you can stick it on your thing. Hashem always loves me, and that's Emunah. It's giving us Emunah, and everything will always be good. Here it has an H, interestingly. And it will only get better and better, and et cetera, et cetera. So you keep reaching out for those wonderful things so that you can keep the happy way of being. So even during these 3 months, we need to keep the simcha going. As we mentioned, joy is a big part of Emunah, and Emunah is a big part of joy. It goes together. As I once had that conversation with Rosh himself, he said there's no difference between the two. They go together. Okay, open my heart to your Torah, page 315, chapter 7. When you learn, you must open your heart and learn with fervor, enthusiasm, and yearning. Yearning is a big part of this whole sefer. It's the garden of yearning and will. That's on the cover there. Yeah. This is honestly my favorite sefer. I'm taking this with me. After you have come upon especially inspiring words of discussion and matters regarding which you need a special encouragement, when you find yourself stumbling, you must review such a passage over and over again. Such learning has a special power to result in change, changing us. That's the whole, one of my friends made a site once called The Torah to Change Us. That's the real point. It should actually impact change, become more godly, more valued, better, holier, connected people, and not just information. That's not enough. That's where this AI can never do. This is an internal, spiritual, soulful journey that only the souls of humanity can understand on a deep level, and that's what we're busy with here. Such learning is a work of the will itself, and also leads to the work of the will. Only learning that leads to the work of the will is called learning for its own sake, Torah lishma, for the sake of Hashem. On a higher level learning, that we're doing this for a higher purpose, a higher mission, as we mentioned, because it is literally learning all to know and implement Hashem's will. Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon is going to match your Moshe. Moshe was all about the Ratzon Hashem. And that's why in this week's Parsha Chukas, we see the struggle with Moshe being able to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he was prevented because of the hitting of the rock. It's very difficult. Parsha is very not easy to understand, the Paraduma, the Red Heifer, but all very Mashiachic, because when Moshe does come, it's going to be the Nishama of Moshe, the soul of Moshe with the body of Mashiach. It's going to come together, we're going to have a Mashiachic experience, and it's going to be Gevaldic, because it's the idea of what Moshe, being totally one with the Ratzon Hashem, will spiritualize all of creation. That's the idea of having a connection to the Tzaddik Emes, to the true Tzaddik. And that's the kind of way that we need to grow and change ourselves, become more godly, more in tune with the Ratz Hashem, something we have to dumb for. Many, many Tzaddikim Tomer, Simai Zilberg, giving me a brokish bizoch to do Ratz Hashem b'shleimus, bizoch to do the will of God completely, with joy, with simcha, happiness, with your full energy. That is the blessing I got day after day from one Tzaddik, because that's the understanding of the work of the will, building Ratzon. Ratzon is the most powerful thing. We'll talk about it a bit more with Parshas Balak next week. The Vilna Gaon learning Mesilat Yesharim 101 times, 101, yeah? 101 is the key number. And Rabbi Nachman of Breslov learned Reshit Chochma endless times, it says in Sichas Aran 7. That raises a question. Presumably these great Torah masters and geniuses knew the books clearly and learned them by heart the first time they learned them, because their minds were clear. Now, if Dain Elgard, he can just learn something and remember where it is exactly in Shulchan Aruch. His mind is clear. So why did they learn them so many times? The reason that they wanted to integrate that learning into their hearts and arouse their will, like chokek libecha, that's the words in Hebrew, to chokek, it should be on your heart, guys, because the purpose of learning ethical literature is not to gain knowledge, but to build the will and fully acquire what one learns. So you make an acquisition. As I said, I'm taking this with me, and I don't just mean the physical book, I've got plenty of those. It's the internal aspect. Yeah, you have to look at your bookshelf. How much are you internalizing this information? You have to look at all the different audio podcasts you're listening to. How much are you internalizing the truthful parts of all those things? When you hear what's going on out there with the world and you hear different voices, unfortunately, I was listening to a podcast, which I'm going to mention his name, but up until some point, I was like, wow, this guy's saying a lot of good things, got a lot of guests. And suddenly comes the shakran and the liars out there who are trying to distort reality about man woman stuff and all this confusion and racial stuff. And even this guy is like, suddenly starts saying he wants to be an ally and help them. And, you know, because obviously that's the popular viewpoint. I don't think if I'd really get in a room with this guy, because he seems very logical and intelligent, that deep down he really believes that. But with the pressure of society right now, there's a lot of pressure for us to buy all the garbage and to not be in tune with the truth. So we have to work even harder to filter out all the nonsense and to tune into what's good. That's what we internalize. That's the part of the human soul that's awake, and it's going to be the Netzach Nesachim, the eternal part of humanity, not this like false agendas and false narratives that are all over the internet. Shem Shemenu, Shem should protect us from them. If such giants learn a book 100 times or to master it, how much more people of scant worth such as ourselves review our learning again and again with fervor and enthusiasm until the material entity arouses our will and brings about its proper effect. It's important to learn with enthusiasm, but it's even more important to learn with unwavering regularity. Therefore, even on a certain day you have no free time, your mind is unsettled, so you cannot learn in depth and with enthusiasm. Do not abandon your learning entirely. Example, Daf Yomi. You got Rav Eli Safansky. So I'm doing a shir now this time around. He's the rabbi for me for this third time in Shas. And I don't mind saying it to give encouragement to all of you to learn Shas. Very inspirational learning Shas. But when you're by your third time, it's a whole nother level because you've heard the concepts already. Remember, Moshe Meir Weiss was my previous rabbi I listened to online, and Rav Eli Fant and all the other great Daf Yomi Rabbonim that I had here as well in Eretz HaKodesh. Now we get the opportunity through the YouTube and through other ways of learning online, get to hear the shir, and I push myself to hear the shir every day, and I push myself to open up the Gemara and go through it myself, so you can go through the Talmud page by page, just like you need to do Chumash Rashi, as we've mentioned before, day by day. I do Shnai Mechazachas Targum every day, and then you need to also say Psalms, go through the whole book of Psalms, in my opinion, like the Rabbavitcher Rebbe, and we'll talk about him in a moment, the awe of Chitas, of Chumash, and that's for me, the Chumash Rashi, and then the Tehillim, going through the Psalms once a month, finishing it every month, making a Siyum every Chodesh, and to also do the Tanya. I have it in my email box every day from Chabad.org, thank you very much, the Tanya. This is the concept of bringing together. We're going to have some beautiful posts, pictures of the Rebbe. We're going to hear what ChatGPT and Bard said about the Rebbe. We're going to go into it a little bit, and all these posts, all these quotes I've got in ChatGPT and everything, and including your questions, is going to, and that part, the answers, hopefully will be coming through the classes on Sunday. But the posts are all going to, about the Rebbe and Rav Shalom Moshe, are all going to be on Facebook, so you can read it yourself. What did they say? So you don't have to even waste your time looking it up. It's important to learn enthusiasm, and it's all important to learn unwavering regularity. We just said that. Instead, show yourself that it is possible to learn at least a few lines of text, even if you read them hastily and superficially. So at the end of the day, no matter how difficult life gets and how burnt out you feel, you have to push yourself to make your Seder a Torah, that Mesiras Nefesh, that ability, that strength, that will, that Rotzen, to tune into Hashem's will. That is the key that gives you the power, the strength to overcome all this narishkeit, all this silliness that's going on out in the world, all the pressures that are going on economically and trying to make a living and all the things, and you're trying to figure out where you're supposed to be and, you know, coming attractions. Maybe I won't be. I might be working for other places. And the main thing is I'm not into fundraising. My thing is to keep sharing Amunah and keep sharing the soul connection and unity bookings. We've got wonderful artists. We just had a beautiful class from Toby Rubinstein together with Gedalia Fenster. We're going to share the original video on our platforms, because a big shout out to her and what she's doing to bring the creative energy, Amunah and faith, her house of faith and fashion, very inspirational, and Gedalia is giving a platform for that, so we also will. And it's very important to remember, you can reach out to all these people, Unity Bookings. I'm happy to book for all these people. And you know, today I'm speaking to Moshe Gersht, someone who's very important to me, as a very important speaker, as well as we mentioned Gedalia and Toby, always happy to represent. And there's a long list on my Unity Booking site, unityinspireprojects.com, including the Rav, including Jonathan Galed, including Rav Diane Elgrod. It's all there. We want to bring inspiration and Amunah to the world, and all these wonderful people together, all the musicians. We have, as we said, a lot of good new music out right now. Hanan Ben-Ari, I'd love to want to have the merit to book him, but the beautiful new album, check it out. Shlomo Katz is talking about how he's involved in one of the songs. And recently we had the Solomon Brothers in town. We had a beautiful Shabbos with Yehuda Solomon from the Moshav. It's good times. A lot of great musicians, a lot of great new energy coming out there from all the DJs we mentioned last week and all the wonderful other people. And of course, Listen Black being on Bardak. yeah, giving us a reminder about what education in the Holy Land needs to be about, true love and true connection to the children. And yeah, he knows firsthand how difficult that can be. So he did a very funny video, bring some humor to these days is very important. And that's one of the reasons why we want to do more comedy opportunities as well. Keep the good vibes, the humor, energy. Anyway, let's finish off. The main thing is keep up the regular flow of daily learning so as not to follow your goodwill to cool off entirely, heaven forbid. So by keep learning, it's like the fuel to your soul. It keeps the fire, the energy, and the passion going. Let's see. We've got now a whole new section called Good Points of Learning. I think we're going to have to go through this next time. And we're going to go into all the points of learning. And then a week after, a little of the light. Very important to realize, no matter what, a little light. And know what you're working on and illuminate our eyes. So the goal is to finish, before I move on, Elo, finish off the chapter 7. Lots of important titles coming up, so we'll get there. Now, let's check it out together. Yeah, what did honoring the Rebbe for Gimel Tammuz, the Babbage Rebbe, Yot Sesekunle, we asked ChatGPT, who is, an open AI, who is the Chabad Rebbe? Also known as Lubavitcher Rebbe. Let's check it out. Let's read it, and you can check it out online. We'll put it in our chats and then all the posts. It's important to be in the chats because that's where the most important updates go. And also our ILON, we put out a newsletter as well. And also the Zera Shimshon, shouldn't forget. Keep sharing the Zera Shimshon, important new opportunity of Torah, the Zera Shimshon. We keep sharing other platforms as well to keep them tuned in to Muna. It's all connected, the whole idea of the Tzaddikim. So let's go. Who was Lubavitcher Rebbe? He was a prominent spiritual leader and driving force behind the Chabad Lubavitch movement. His name is Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, and he served as the seventh and last Rebbe of Chabad from 1950 until his passing in 1994. Sounds true? Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson was born on April the 18th, 1992, in Nikolov, Ukraine. I mean, this is, you're going to have a Ravwawe Jacobson, one of the big Rabbonim of Chabad, or even a basic Chabadnik who knows the exact dates, I'm not sure. So, as it was, the son-in-law of the previous Chabad Rabbi, Rav Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson Zatzal. And we have some beautiful pictures of the Rav by the Keva of both these two Tzaddikim, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson and Rav Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson Zatzal. Yeah. Upon the passing of his father-in-law in 1950, he assumed the leadership of Chabad. We all know that Yud Shvat, famous date, known as Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Rebbe revitalized and expanded the Chabad movement. As we all know, Chabad is global. They're doing the Amunah global thing in real time. It's amazing. And I myself was brought back through their Chabad house and campus and all the different things they're doing. The Rebbe revised to expand the Chabad movement, transformed into a global organization with thousands of emissaries, shlichim, and outreach centers worldwide. I even managed myself to get on their shlichim website, and whoever is a shlich is welcome to reach out there. He emphasized the importance of reaching out to Jews everywhere, regardless of their level of observance, and encouraged the performance of mitzvahs, commandments, and study of Torah. The Rebbe was known for his profound Torah knowledge, his caring and charismatic personality, and boundless love for every Jew. He placed great emphasis on education, established numerous educational institutions, including schools, yeshivas, and seminaries to promote Jewish learning and values. Under the Rebbe's leadership, Chabad Lubavitch became renowned for its activities in Jewish outreach, social services, and humanitarian efforts. This is all going to be on our post the coming days, so you can read it there as well. The Rebbe encourages followers to spread goodness and kindness to Chabad emissaries, individuals, with his teachings, guidance, and personal interaction. So far, ChatGPT is spot on. His influence extended on the Chabad community was recognized as a global Jewish leader, renowned for his wisdom and vision. After his passing on June 12, 1994, the Rebbe's teaching and legacy continues to inspire and guide millions of people worldwide. His teaching and insights are published in numerous volumes of his collected work, and his Jewish life and spiritual remains significant to this day. Beautiful. That was chat.openai.ai.com. And share and a whole long link over here. And you can see the original question I asked and the link. May his holy memory and legacy protect us and motivate us. That's great. You can even share what you read now from ChatGPT. Okay. Amazing. Now, then we asked, this is the next point, and we'll end the share with this. We asked Bard from Google. So far, ChatGPT, almost on the spot, completely a little bit off when it talked about me, but Rav Sholem Orish and the Babbage Rebbe, very impressed. Bard from Google, and by the way, ChatGPT has a disclaimer because it was only 2021. I'm sure the later version of 2023 would be even more exact. So it's pretty scary how concise and exact it's being. So we asked Bard from Google, and so far they didn't do so well with the offensive comment at the end. The Chabad Lubavitch Rebbe, Rav Nachum Mendel Schneerson, was the seventh last leader of the Chabad Hasidic movement. He was born in Nikolov, Russia in 1902, and he assumed leadership of the movement in 1950, following the death of his father, Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson. And the difference is here on Bard, they then put a picture that was from Wikipedia of the Rebbe, a beautiful picture. And so there is images on this platform. Chabad Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Rebbe, was a prolific writer and speaker, and he's credited with revitalizing the Chabad movement and spreading its teachings throughout the world. I think it was doing pretty good, but yeah, it did need an extra energy to really do what it's doing now. He's also a strong advocate for the Jewish education outreach, and he founded many education social services organizations. Okay, interesting way of saying it. He died in 1994, and his followers believe that he will one day return as Mashiach, as Messiah. So there you go. Already, once again, Bard has missed the point, because that's only a small section of Chabad, yeah? That maybe if you ask a Chabadnik personally, does he believe he was Mashiach? But he's not like a open, flag waving Mashiach, Yechiya Adonenu kind of guy. He's a regular Chabadnik. Maybe say inside his heart, he hoped he would be Mashiach. There's different ways to explain it. I know myself, if you want to ask me personally, he was the closest thing we've had to Mashiach. And he definitely gives us a big push towards getting Mashiach. And as since he said, I've done all I can, now it's up to us. So really, he gave over the all of Mashiach for all of us to do. So I don't really see that he has to be specifically the one to come back as Mashiach, even though he definitely has a big portion in bringing Mashiach. His legacy continues to inspire and motivate people around the world. Here are some of the Rebbe's most notable accomplishments. He founded and revitalized over 3,500 Chabad institutions. I think it's getting up to 5,000 already around the world, including schools, synagogues, and community centers. He inspired the creation of the Chabad Lubavitch Youth Organization, which has over 200,000 members. I'm sure it's even bigger by now worldwide. He led the movement's outreach efforts to all Jews of all backgrounds, including secular Jews like myself, intermarried Jews, lo aleinu, and those who had no prior connection to Judaism. He wrote over 4,000 books and articles on a wide range of topics, including Torah, Talmud, Kabbalah and Jewish philosophy. So here it's actually very nice, all the extra points it says that the ChatGPT didn't actually cover. Their teaching are based on the principles of Chabad Hasidim, which emphasize the importance of joy, love, and compassion in Jewish life. He taught that every person has potential to connect with God, and that everyone can make the difference in the world. The Rebbe's legacy is a lasting one. He inspired and motivated millions of people around the world, and his teaching can be studied and applied by people of all amunah, of all faiths. This is from bard.google.com, which does contain a disclaimer. As I mentioned before, Bard may displaying the crowd on offensive information that does not represent Google's views. So, you know, they're puttering themselves, making sure that no one's suing them or anything. Yet, it is more incorrect than ChatGPT. Open up with this request, the Chabad Rebbe Gimel Tamas. Also be careful, as we mentioned, any false version of it. And so we say, let's do it. Let's continue to live the legacy of the Rebbe, sharing Amunah global, bringing a Tzaddik worldview global, the concepts of Mashiach, the concepts of learning and growing and being a mensch, meisim tovim, doing lots of actions that inspire your sphere of influence. We've mentioned many times here, there's a lot of opportunity to bring us to the farewell in a happy way, that really the farewell leads to new opportunities, yeah, that we're in this world for a bigger mission. And to climb that mission, we have to keep focused on the larger goal together. And you keep joining us. We'll be back here next week. Hopefully that this will be the farewell that will bring us to Mashiach Sakeinu. And the climax of this exile, these coming months, will be turned around to days of Sosan and Simcha. I was asking Rav about fasting. I hope it won't have to be fast. It will be a celebration day. I'll be traveling to England on Shavuot Sefer Tammuz. I hope that, in fact, everyone, Kibbutz Golias, will be coming here. We'll celebrate my brother's son's bar mitzvah here in the Holy Land. And we'll be able to transform all our pain into joy, all our inner struggles, all the struggles we're having with technology, to focus in on the truth. The truth will be what stands, and that will be what will be shared. And hopefully everyone in the world will live inspired and together with Mashiach Sakeinu b'mehaveh imenu. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Please share Amunah Global, and we can't wait for our next class. All the best. Much love. And keep in touch how we can keep connected, no matter what. Yes. Awesome. Yes, it was awesome. Thank you. You're awesome.